kpfk.edu and kpfk.org.
KPFK has been given its marching orders. We're marching out in the month of March, vacating our longtime home for temporary quarters. We're holding a last-ditch, last-gasp clearing-out sale. Many gems remain among our inventory of books, CDs, LPs, DVDs, furniture, and assorted odds and ends. Saturday, March 9th is the day to come browse and buy, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., as we prepare to bid au revoir to our Cahuenga Boulevard building. Everything sold as is, all sales final, in this final pre-move-out sale. Right here at 3729 Cahuenga Boulevard West in North Hollywood, near the Lankershim Boulevard exits of the Hollywood 101 freeway. Again, Saturday, March 9th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., we'll see you here.
This is KPFK
90.7 FM,
Los Angeles.
300 years ago, Sir Thomas More invented the word utopia, where everything was going to be hunky-dory. But now we know it's going to be a green-powered Earth, and that'll be solartopia.
Was there an Adam? Was there an Eve? Or did we evolve from what we conceived? Either way, we got what was needed when the sun shone down on the Garden of Eden. Don't you know
we're gonna have a solartopia, solartopia, solartopia. Don't you know we're gonna have a solartopia all over God's green world?
Well, we bit the apple and the garden was lost, so we had to work to pay the cost. So we went digging into the ground and started to burn many things we found, but...
Oh, yeah, we started to burn too many things we found. That's the divine Dar Williams speaking, singing with the legendary Pete Seeger and David Burns, not the Talking Heads guy, who wrote that song from his music shop in Beacon, New York. I am Harvey Sluggo Wasserman, back with you for another California Solar Topia show here at KPFK FM 90.7. I am absolutely honored to be with my co-conspirators, Milo Reason in Santa Monica, and Tatanka Bricka, the chair of the KPFK board, somewhere in the wilds up north. Milo, we want to start with our customary invitation to Oliver Stone. Then we have a great, great show. We're going to start with what we like to do, which is an activist fight. And we have two great activists with us who are going to tell us about an upcoming action here in LA that you can participate in as you join KPFK for $25. But in the meantime, Milo, did you run across Oliver Stone this week in your many, in your active social life?
I was going to ask you about that, Harvey. I know that you've been asking him to every week for weeks and weeks now to debate you about nuclear power. So far as I know, we haven't heard back from him. So I'm hoping that Oliver will call in. As a matter of fact, let me just say that this is our last show during this particular fund drive. So. He can call 818-985-5735 or 818-985-KPFK to support our show and to take you up on your offer to debate him on nuclear power. And I want to thank everybody, all of our listeners, for sticking with us and listening to the show. We've got a great show lined up. And if you missed the announcement that Terry Guy provided, where you can find some really wonderful old desks and office furniture and all kinds of CDs and books at our very last rummage sale at the studio at 3729 Cahuenga Boulevard West, Studio City. this Saturday. So please come by and pick up some really great bargains. I'm sure.
It's yet another such a deal, sale for KPFK. And Tatanka, we have you, since it is a fun drive. We're going to get to Sydney and Brenda in a minute to talk about 5G and a major upcoming event, very important to everybody. And we also, the second half hour, we're going to go in and talk about a lot of different things. You are welcome, more than welcome, to call us at 818-985-5735. We love hearing from our listeners. 818-985-KPFK. Give us a call. Tatanka, what's the latest, bro?
Well, I would like to suggest that everybody in listening to us anywhere in Southern California at least go online and become a member of KPFK, a voting member, for $25. Now, there's someone out there that can definitely afford $130. That would give you two $65 books from Harvey Wasserman, The People's Spiral History of the United States, an amazing tome that incorporates indigenous history. It's with great humor, the typical Harvey style, wonderful illustrations. And I would suggest the other copy that person send to Oliver Stone.
There you go.
I think he needs it.
What an idea. You know, Howard Zinn said, Harvey Wasserman constantly provokes us and educates us, sometimes outrages us, often inspires us. He is always delightfully readable.
Well, today, hopefully, we're delightfully listenable. I will, Tatanka, a salesman that you are, I'm glad you offered a double order. If people want to do a double order, go from 65 to 130 and get two memberships to KPFK. And you can get two copies of my People's Spiral of U.S. History, which I will send you by PDF, and we will then become pen pals, and I will certainly correspond with you personally. But I have another book. Go ahead, Amaya.
Well, I'm just going to tell our listeners that it's really easy to pick up that book by going to kpfk.org, and prominently on the website, in the upper right-hand corner, you'll see a tab to select to get you to the donation page.
Right. And those of you who want two books and will want to put up 65 twice, I will send you a book that some people don't like me to talk about. It's called the Gay Pot Smoking, Our Gay Pot Smoking Founders and Their Amazing Psychedelic Adventures. It gives you the truth about George Washington's life as a gay pot-smoking Buddhist. I know you haven't read that in your history book, but we can talk about that further when you get in touch with me. But listen, all you 5G people, we have a major movement we're plugging into tonight, thanks to Julie Levine, one of our very favorite activists. The 5G network is incredibly important, and I hope that every 5G activist will take heed and at least join KPFK. I mean, we do have the ability to offer something no other radio network offers, which is a voting membership, for God's sakes. I mean, I'm a voting member of Greenpeace because I went to work for them in 1991. It's really great. And here we have an election coming up at KPFK Pacifica. And if you put in your $25, you will get to vote. And as a result of the last election, we wound up with a great president, who would be a great president of the United States, Tatanka Bricka, and we have Myra Reason and me on the Pacifica National Board. So if you want to join Pacifica and vote, please do. $25. $65 gets you a PDF of my book. So let's go now. I do want to jump ahead here. I do want to thank Oliver Stone, by the way, for putting me in his pro-nuclear movie. Every activist in America has always wanted to be in an Oliver Stone movie, and he did it for me. So thank you for that, Oliver. Now let's go debate. And let's also now talk about 5G. Sydney Cox and Brenda Martinez, you have a very powerful and important event coming up on 5G in Los Angeles. This is, I think, next Tuesday. It is something we're asking people in Los Angeles to go out and do. This is a decision about to be made that you can directly impact. So Sydney and Brenda, and I think Brenda, you've been with us before.
Yes.
You're from in LA, and we're pushing activism in your neighborhood before, and now here we are again. So both of you jump ahead, please, and tell us what's going on and what our listeners can actually do.
Well, thank you so much, Harvey. Thank you, everybody, for being here. It's always such an honor and so much fun to be here in your program. So we're here. Sydney is with us. We are, as you mentioned, this is related to the 5G infrastructure, but it's mainly a decision that was made back in 2023 by the Board of Supervisors that affects the whole LA County. And so what they decided was to approve amendments to two ordinances that are wireless facility ordinances. These ordinances, basically, one of them removes all the rights to public involvement. No notification if they're going to place a cell tower or antenna near your home, your school, your place of worship, in a public right of way. There's no notification, there is no hearing, and there is absolutely no appeal. The 22 removes all California Environmental Quality Act and also the historical protections. So so the Board of Supervisors pulled a really fast one on us. We organized, 11 groups organized, among the Mothers of East LA, the Kitoa Band, Fiber First LA, Children's Health Defense, and we launched a lawsuit. And so March 12th, next week, next Tuesday, it's very important, 9:30 a.m., Stanley Mosque Courthouse, located in 111 North Hill Street. We will be there. We will have a press conference. The attorneys will be going in there, fight for us, come out and give us a verdict. So it is very important that people show up, because the judge is practically, and the Board of Supervisors has been practically saying, people don't need to be notified. We don't need public comment. We don't need any of this public involvement. So we need people in the courtroom, you know, orderly, but we need people in the courtroom. So I'm going to pass it on to Sydney. Sydney, you want to say something?
Well, when I first heard about what was going on in LA, now I don't live in LA. I have family there and I have a lot of friends there. But when I first heard about this, I thought, wait a minute, they can't do that. That can't be. They must have just made some mistake that they voted for this. They must not have understood it. Well, they do understand it. And somehow the wireless industry is all powerful, the all powerful genie that we can't put back in the bottle. And they have such influence over, I hate to say, but they have influence over just about everything in our country, and it's getting worse. And so what's going to happen in Los Angeles is going to spread. In other words, if they take away all environmental review, CEQA, California Environmental Quality Act, has been on the books for a long time. If they take that away, if they take away public input, appeal, they can put a tower up in front of somebody's house and no one could say anything. And the problem is, there are more and more people who are getting very allergic to the wireless infrastructure. It's making people sick. And you have a whole kind of an underground thing going on where people can no longer live in their homes. They are like refugees. They are Wi-Fi refugees. And it's terribly sad. It's heartbreaking. And and you can imagine, you know, you're feeling fine, and then all of a sudden you start getting so sick and you don't know why, and you're getting sicker and sicker. That's going to happen. And it's shocking that this is going to happen in Los Angeles. We see it happening in other places. So Los Angeles is ground zero for this fight right now.
Yeah, exactly. But we have to reiterate that this is for the whole LA County. So it's not just the city of LA. It's not just one city. This is going to spread into the whole LA County. And again, this infrastructure, Harvey, you've been following this. You've been following the 5G. This is an infrastructure that, first of all, it's a fire hazard. It's a hazard. So it's a health hazard. It's making people sick. There is plenty of proof of that. They just don't want to listen to that. So it's making people sick. It's making the animals sick. It's affecting our whole ecosystem. And we're just pushing this military infrastructure into the streets, into the schools. And so we just, if we don't stand now and come and say, hey, you cannot do that, there is very little that can be done, you know? So we need to wake up. We need to, you know, support, and we need to be there.
Boy, this is mind-boggling. You know, the fact that they can, the idea that they can ram this into our neighborhoods, and there are so many people that have an allergy to 5G, and I'm sure more people are having health problems from 5G that don't know about it, as opposed to those who do know about it. I mean, you two, you know about it. I know Camilla Reese, one of our great supporters, knows about it. I'm sure there are thousands and thousands of people in LA, all over the country, who are having health problems that they cannot figure out that are stemming from 5G. And it's completely avoidable. It is infuriating. Myla, please.
Well, indeed, I just want to remind people that this rally is going to be Tuesday morning, March 12th. So make sure that you've set your clocks back, because it's starting at 9:30 a.m.,
which will
be something like, it'll feel like 8:30 a.m. So, so get up early and go down to the Stanley Mosque Courthouse at 111 North Hill Street in downtown Los Angeles. This is so important. This is your opportunity to be heard. And, you know, it just blows my mind, Sydney and Brenda, that this is one more instance where the California Environmental Quality Act, CEQA, is being ignored. It's been ignored time after time after time with respect to the Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant and all sorts of other projects. It's just really outrageous that back in 1970, the state legislature here in California and the governmental, you know, it was signed into law that Californians would be protected. And yet, once again, this important legislation, the California Environmental Quality Act, is being ignored.
It's outrageous. And Myra's right. If CEQA, and we all know that the CEQA, California Environmental Quality Act, was signed by a radical environmentalist named Ronald Reagan, for God's sakes. And now all these so-called Democrats are turning around and ignoring it. I mean, it's outrageous. Tatanka?
Yeah. Several years ago, I was part of a group in Santa Cruz, California, that brought testimony from people who were refugees of their own homes from 4G. And we managed, you know, to get a local law passed that you have to let people know about 4G. But 5G is being run over the whole world. You two can probably, what I remember, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that 5G, the wavelength, I mean, this is what we use that makes things faster, makes it more convenient, you know, with videos, et cetera. So you've got the whole telecommunications, the whole communications of the world piling on with this. But the wavelength of 5G is something like the wavelength of an average insect, and they intend to cover every square meter of Earth with this signal, which means the end of the insect world, which means the end of us, yet one more way that we're going to become the 12th extinction. Can you talk about the dangers of this to not just the insects, well, and the insects and all of us?
Yeah, you are absolutely right. They're millimeter waves. They're called millimeter waves. And they're so small that they travel shorter distances. So they can't travel farther away like they used to with the 4G. That's an electromagnetic field that creates radiation frequencies. So the millimeter waves actually need thousands and thousands of antennas so they can communicate with each other. And that's why they're proliferating all of this, and that's why they're pushing it, and that's why they don't care if you have a right or not, if they remove it, if they remove environmental protections. They really don't care. They cared about making the money. They cared about providing the fastest thing. And that's the only thing that the 5G does, by the way. It just makes things faster. It doesn't, you know, like 4G was like able to, you're able to play videos now. But no, with this, it's just making things faster. And it's at the expense of what? Of people, animals, ecosystem. We're destroying everything that passes the path of this wavelength is going to be destroyed. So it's affecting. We have now what's called the precision engineering. We have the precision agriculture, and it's all related to the 5G, the 6G, all this antenna. So I'm just going to let Cindy say something.
Oh, yes. I want to mention when you talk about the federal bills, we have this postcard here that we sent out to every single senator, every single, you can't see this, of course, on the radio, but it's Stop Big Government Takeover of Wireless Deployment. There's a bill, HR 3557.
Would you repeat that? Wait, what's the bill again?
It's HR 3557, and it's going to take away, it's a very powerful bill. It's going to sort of do what is happening in LA County over the whole country. It's going to take away everything. It's sort of the wish list of the wireless industry. They put it all in this one bill. However, if HR 3557 doesn't pass, they've taken it apart and they've put little pieces of it in lots of other bills. So there's over 50 bills, including the Precision Ag Bill that Brenda mentioned, that is going to farmers think, oh, we have to get up to speed with what's going on. So they'll sign on to this wireless on their property, put tags on their cows. You know, it'll tell them how much, you know, when they're going to be lactating. I don't know what all, but it's quite alarming. I mean, I don't want to overwhelm people because this sounds overwhelming.
We need them to come on March 12th.
but well, there's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm. Myra, did you want to jump in? We should give let me remind people where this is KPFK, California Solartopia. We're 90.7 FM. Our number is 818-585-5735. 818-985-KPFK. You can call in. Our magnificent engineer, D'Angelo Jones, is waiting to take your calls. We love it when people call in. This is about wireless deployment in LA without public consent. And these wonderful activists who are Brenda and Sydney. Sydney, by the way, you have the same name as my father, which is... A great thing. So, you know, this is something you can do about. This is the only, nobody but KPFK is going to give you the opportunity to talk to activists that you can turn around and have an impact. This is all of LA County. They're going to stick us with this. And it can't happen. We have friends, our good friend Julie Levine had to move out of Topanga, for God's sakes, because... You know, it's a health issue. So let's take this real seriously. Tatanka, then Myra?
Yeah, isn't this the same delivery system as smart meters?
Yes, it's very similar. Uh-huh. But because the thing is...
I have heard so many testimonies of cancer clusters around smart meters. Yeah. So it's dangerous stuff.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's very similar to actually worse because you're right there, literally living so next to the radiation that people got sick. A lot of the people that's getting sick is from the smart meters or living close to a cell tower or an antenna. But yeah, it's very similar.
This will also be great for big pharma because no one will know where it's coming from and they'll get to misdiagnose all kinds of stuff and give you more meds.
And I have to give you my input. I'm sorry. I have to give you my input on lower income communities and communities that are already impacted environmentally. They won't even know where it came from. You know, it's just that sad. It's just that sad. We're like guinea pigs. Yeah.
And Brenda, that's just what I was going to bring up, actually. I wanted to talk about how we don't have fiber optics, which is an alternative in underserved communities. And I also want to say that we have a caller who took up Harvey's offer to call in. So shall we take that call? And
yeah, absolutely. Let's do it.
Thank you, Myla.
Hey, caller. Stay with us, please, Sydney and Brenda. Go ahead, caller.
Mr. Wasserman, how you doing? I called you last month. We talked about the Mo Berg situation and all that, and Gloria CIA and blah, blah, blah. I was trying to call you the week after, but it was my birthday, but I was knocked out. I was asleep. But I have two Oliver Stone newses for you. But before I do, hopefully you're feeling better and stuff like that from your surgery and stuff.
So oh, yeah, everybody doesn't know, I broke my hip, so I'm sitting here. But I am looking out at the rain in L.A., and I'm not complaining. And those of you who think it's cold, I grew up in Ohio, so let's just say it's chilly. But go ahead, G, and we're going to stay with the 5G, but go ahead. We're glad to hear from you. What's happening?
Yeah, I was going to call last week, but you had too many guests on, and I was going to also say rest in peace to Richard Lewis, comedian. Not so much his friend Jamie Lee Curtis, that's or Toby Keith, that are supporting this genocide in every war that comes out. But anyway, what's it called? Sunday morning, 2 weeks ago, I'm asleep. And I missed the first part of the show, but I caught the end of the second show. European supremacist Zionist Art Bell's Coast to Coast AM. So I caught it at 5:57 a.m. When the host Richard Serrett, another warmonger, was saying, "I'll see you March 8th." Unfortunately, also some of your colleagues over there, Donna Walker and Terry Lisa Gar, work for Coast to Coast. Unfortunately, I don't like that. But anyway, the Richard Serrett said, "I'll see you guys March 8th." Later on, I checked what day it was. It was Friday. Which is 2 days from now, when my guest will be Oliver Stone. And immediately, 5:57 a.m., laying in bed, I thought about Mr. Sluggo Wasserman, and I said, I got to try to call in last week, but I mean, I was going to, but you had guests on, so I'm happy you took the caller. Plus, it didn't occur to me the past month or so when you've been talking about it, or even before that, it just popped in my head about 2 weeks ago. He didn't just start selling out now. A few years ago, I was listening to Coast. I used to listen religiously. I used to be part of the Coast to Coast family. Not anymore, because it's just warmonger and all that stuff with George Norrie. So I was listening, and George Norrie had a guest on, and he said, "Tell Oliver Stone with a golly gee, you know, conversation. Oh gosh darn it! Tell Oliver Stone he thinks I'm Illuminati. He doesn't want to come on my show." So I was like, "All right, you know, at least somebody didn't sell out." But then, like, a year later, I find out his son is coming on Coast to Coast. And then I was like, okay, maybe they have a breakup in the family. The son doesn't get along with Oliver Stone. But then it turns out that Oliver Stone later on went on the show Coast to Coast. So he didn't just start selling out recently. He's been selling out for a while. So just wanted to tell you about that. So anyway, he's going to be on Coast to Coast tomorrow, evidently from what Richard Serrett said, Friday night. I think usually Friday nights, 2 hours, the last 2 hours are open line. So from 10 to 12, he should be on. So, you know, if you want to, I don't know if you can get through and, you know, challenge him directly and call him on it. I don't know if he'll be talking about, you know, nuclear and all that. But and then props to you for calling him out and not keeping it left wing and not going the liberal route like Tom Hartman and them, because you called him out. You called the governor out and all that stuff. So props to you.
Thank you, man. Hey, it's good to hear from you, G. And we'll continue to take your calls. And join these good folks at their neighborhood demonstration on 5G. So tell us, Sydney Sydney Cox, Brenda Martinez, where is your demonstration? What can people do? And can G come there and meet you guys?
Well, Brenda, you take that away because she's the one that's going to be the boots on the ground.
Thank you. So it's March 12th, next Tuesday, 9:30 in the morning. It's right in front of the Stanley Mosque Courthouse, downtown LA. The address is 111 North Hill Street. It's in between Temple Street and First Street. We're going to be out there. We're going to have a press conference with the attorneys. They will be there. Some of the plaintiffs will be there. We will have one of the best attorneys in the telecom, which is Scott McCullough. He will be there. He will be joining us. He's directing this case. and well, show up. We have science, we have food, we got everything there. So you just have to show up.
Well, give us your website so people can be in touch with you regularly. And your phone number.
Yes, so you can go to Fiber First LA, FIBERFIRSTLA.org. And that's the organization, one of the plaintiffs. And my number is 323-347-1142 if you have questions. So once again, it's 323-347-1142. You can text to that number, send us a message if you have questions. The court is literally next to the Grand Park. So we're planning to wait for the verdict, and people are more than welcome to bring chairs, picnic baskets, and spend some time in on the Grand Park while we wait. We definitely want this to be orderly, and some people are allowed to go into the court. Yes, Myla.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted, thank you so much, Brenda and Sydney. It's wonderful having you here. I just wanted to tell listeners that they're listening to you on KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles on the California Solartopia show. And we're still in Fun Drive. And I think we're going to go to a musical break. And I'm hoping that you'll stick with us. Don't go away.
Yeah, Brenda and Sydney, stay with us if you like.
Yes, we'll continue absolutely. This, 5G. You.
Very important 5G discussion. Outrageous what they're doing, you know, to our airwaves and our safety without, you know, even telling us. It's ridiculous.
And when we come back, we've got a call from Camilla Reese.
Great. Yes. And
can I just say one last thing to your listeners? This is the only place, KPFK is the only place where we can actually talk freely about the real issues. Mm. Everywhere else you go, you can't even say the word Verizon or telecommunications because right away they'll shut you down. So thank you so much, Harvey. And thank you, Mylene Tanka, for everything that you guys are doing and for keeping up KPFK. Thank you so much.
Well, it's great to have you.
Just give me the warm power of the sun. Give me the steady flow of a waterfall. Give me the spirit of living things as they return to clay. Just give me the restless power of the wind. Give me the comforting glow of a wood fire. And the cold, but some may seek a way to take control when it's bought and sold.
Now I know that lives are at stake, yours and mine, and our descendants in time. There's so much to gain, so much to
Yeah, everybody's got to choose. That's the great John Hall, former congressman from New York, singing at the Musicians United for Safe Energy concerts in 1979 with the immortal Jackson Brown, an Angeleno and by birth, and still here and a great supporter of KPFK, aside from being a terrific human being and a magnificent musician. We're going to be joined by Camilla Reese, a great expert in this issue. Myla, did you want to jump back in?
I'm just so pleased to hear from Camilla.
Well, D'Angelo, who's running the show here, has been taking our phone calls. And Camilla Reese is one of the great experts in 5G. Camilla, you're a bit of a latecomer. We've been talking about 5G resistance here in LA. We do have an event coming up on Tuesday that Brenda Martinez is going to be at. There will be food and lots of great stuff to oppose this horrible railroading of 5G. We're almost always also joined with Sydney Cox. Camilla, you are in the East, And you have a long history with 5G. Can you tell us a bit about the medical evidence of why 5G is so bad? And then you can be joined by Tatanka Bricka, who also knows this issue very well.
Sure. For clarification, it's not just 5G. There's 3G that's still out there and operating. There's 4G. 5G is actually additive to 4G, and it's not like it's totally replacing it. There's going to be 6G. All these things, they're just names for generations of the technology. And so what people are particularly concerned about with 5G is that they're planning to go up into much higher frequencies, much higher pulsations, much more complex signal characteristics and modulation and more biological disruption. So these frequencies and that have a power behind them, their power and frequency, and those are the two risks. Well, the third risk is really the duration of exposure. But these are this is energy. This is an energy force that it may seem like it's nothing. If you're in a wireless environment, you don't notice it. But your cells perceive it, and they are affected whether you are experiencing symptoms or not. And it's been linked in research I've seen evidence of at least 20,000 studies. And showing, in fact, a lot of those studies go back to the U.S. government studies. Tremendous evidence from U.S. government studies from many ends of the U.S. government, from, the Naval Research Institute to the Defense Intelligence Agency to, the EPA, the National Toxicology Program at the NIH. I mean, there's so many. I mean, maybe I want to say a dozen different ends of the U.S. government have done research on this in the past, before there even was a cell phone industry or antennas, spread out over our land. They were doing this for military and industrial purposes originally, and that's where the exposure guidelines were developed, for those kind of applications, for brief applications, and not to blanket an entire human population. And so we're at the point now where this technology has proliferated, the antennas are proliferating, they're getting closer and closer to homes, on utility poles, either indoors, outdoors. It's not just your cell phone and your router indoors. You've got it in your refrigerator and your television and, hidden antennas in everything. And then you've got it outdoors and coming from the satellites. So people really need to be concerned, because right now Congress is considering over 60 bills in both chambers that collectively would promote some very significant additional proliferation of antennas infrastructure across the country and in space from satellites. And so it's degrading our biology. It's it's impacting our regulation systems that keep us in balance and, on all levels, physical, mental, emotional. And if you look at the chronic illness rates since the early 1990s, when this technology started to roll out at a high rate, early to mid 90s, all these chronic illnesses started going up dramatically at that time. And it's really quite shocking when you see the curves. And I'm actually working on a paper on this right now with somebody. And this radiation has been linked to all kinds of medical issues, especially neurological conditions have been increasing. There are impacts on the immune system, links to brain tumors from cancer, from cell phone use, all kinds of different dysregulation that can lead to anything, whatever a person's vulnerability is. So,
wow. You personally, Camilla Reese, have had experience. You just had to move out of your apartment when they stuck 5G in the hallway. And, Julie Levine, our very good friend, activist, a great activist, has had to flee Topanga. I mean, this is not stuff that's kind of abstract, touchy-feely. This is hardcore stuff. Tatanka Bricka, do you want to add to what Camilla has been saying?
Yeah, for Camilla and Sydney and Brenda, don't
the lawyers at cities and places still hide behind this 1994 at Reagan year act, where there was, I mean, none of this even really existed. And they hide behind something that is, we're not protected at all. There's no protection. Is that right?
Well, there's a Section 704 of the Telecom Act of 1996, maybe what you're referring to. That was a provision stuck in at the very last minute in the bill signed by Bill Clinton that prevented local governments from limiting these antennas on health or environmental grounds. It actually said environmental grounds, but it's been interpreted in the courts to be mean health as well. So, you know, that's one of the big problems, and it's got to be reversed. And then the other issue, the other core issue, is that the exposure guidelines are based on the false premise that the only form of risk is from the power, and it doesn't consider biological effects from the frequencies that are non-heating frequencies. They just considered what the risks are from power, like in a microwave oven. Nobody denies that there would be risks. That's very high-powered. And in military settings, it would be high-powered, you know, and industrial settings in the early days. So now we've got these frequencies that are not thermal that our exposure guidelines don't even attempt to protect from. And then also, there's no acknowledgement of the long-term cumulative effects that, you know, provide another, you know, key risk factor, the duration of exposure. And now they're everywhere, indoors and out, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. And so these new bills that are under consideration in Congress is going to completely preempt local zoning authority on the placement of the antennas, exempt most of these deployments from environmental and historic preservation laws, encourage the deployment on federal land, including in national parks and national forests, and use federal funding that's been allocated for broadband funds, make it available for wireless deployment. And in fact, on people's wireless bills for years, they've been charging you for a certain amount on everyone's bill for broadband, for fiber, fiber to the premises, and instead they've been using that for wireless, and so then there are also these bills in Congress are also going to fast track approvals for the satellite networks. They're maybe 5,000 satellites roughly now, but there are like over 100,000 that have been applied for, and the plan is for them to beam Wi-Fi from space to base Earth stations that then would be connected to the rest of the network here on the Earth. And nobody's really looking at the impact on not only on humans, but on the ecosystem and on the atmosphere. And they're using it now in agriculture. I mean, the effects of this radiation on water is very destructive to the innate communications in water that is necessary for energy and for biological stability and in every context. But in agriculture, they're using more and more wireless in agriculture. And, that's a real concern for the benefit of water in crop growing. And
water, Camilla Reese, one of our great experts, is, of course, vital to life. Here we are in a county with 10 million people, and they're ramming this all over LA County with no public input and no public education. I mean, and an expert like you can just put them in their place, but they're not even responding. Brenda Martinez, you have this. I want to remind people, by the way, we're at California Solartopia, KPFK. .org, 90.7 Pacifica in Los Angeles. You're listening to a show on 5G that nobody else in LA would ever broadcast. So please join and support becoming a voting member. $25. You can get my book for $65 and actually become my pen pal. But Brenda, tell us what's coming up here. I mean, you know, Camilla, you should be in touch with. She and Julie Levine really know this issue inside and out. So what are we doing coming up now?
Yes, thank you so much, Camilla. This great, great information. So we're going to be meeting on March 12th at 9:30 a.m. Right in front of the Stanley Mosque Courthouse. And we're going to rally the show that the public does scared if their rights are taken away. And we're going to be there. We're going to have a press conference with the attorneys, 9:30 a.m., March 12th, in front of the Stanley Mosque Courthouse, 111 North Hill Street between Temple and Hill. I'm sorry, and First Street. We're going to be there. We're going to make our voices be heard. And I'm so thankful that you're jumping, Camilla. Definitely would love to continue communication because the Board of Supervisors, before they approved this, they received 16,000 emails and they people were asking them to stop and to consider fiber optics and to figure maybe like other options and listen to the experts. And they just move on forward.
Fiber optics is, there's actually an alternative. You know, when we say no nuclear, we have solar. When you say no 5G, we have fiber optics, right?
Yeah. And there's federal funding too. Yeah.
We wrote
Sydney and then Myla.
Sydney has something to say.
Well, I just want to say something about the FCC. So the FCC has set guidelines. And basically, the FCC says if you're exposed for 6 minutes, if you're in the industry, if you're a professional, or 30 minutes for a regular population. And the problem is they don't go after that. They have 6 minutes or 30 minutes. And as Camilla said, it's based on thermal heating. And basically, this is the strange thing, is when they did these studies, from what I've heard, I think it was 5 monkeys and 8 rats or something like that. I mean, it was just... It's, in fact, it's almost mind-boggling what they based these guidelines on. So the fact that they haven't taken them out towards, you know, 8 hours if you're in a place of business, or 24 hours if you're living right next to a cell tower. And the other thing is that the FCC is also engaged in spectrum auctioning. So they auction off spectrum. Spectrum is what, you know, they put certain spectrums up. And there's also, the FCC also allows experimental frequencies. So if you want to mess around and figure out, well, what kind of frequency can we use, you can actually apply for an experimental license and just play.
And they never do credible studies of human health and that stuff. I want to go, we're going to have to wrap here because we want to jump in a little bit on Diablo Canyon. Can you and Camilla, can you give us please the best websites where people can research these health impacts?
Yeah. So first I want to point everybody to a paper that we published. I do my work through the National Institute for Science, Law, and Public Policy, and we published a paper a couple years ago called Reinventing Wires, the Future of Landlines and Networks. And in it, it was authored by Tim Sheckley under my direction, and in it, it describes how we came to champion an inferior technology, wireless, and compared to fiber. And it explains the history of it all, how we got to where we are, and what the benefits are for fiber, not just from the health perspective, but from, you know, fiber is faster, it's more secure, it's more energy efficient. I could go on. There are about 13 different angles that are described in that report called Reinventing Wires. You can find that on the website for the National Institute for Science, Law, and Public Policy. It's nislapp.dc.org. Children's Health Defense out there in California, they started covering this issue a couple years back. They're doing a terrific job. They've been filing some lawsuits. One is consolidated with a lawsuit with the Environmental Health Trust, and the D.C. Circuit Court ruled I guess it was in 2021, that told the FCC to go back to the drawing board and explain how they could possibly defend not upgrading their safety guidelines based on the thousands and thousands of studies presented in that case. And they said, you know, what about the evidence for risk to children? What about the neurological evidence? What about, they said, go back. And that was 2 years ago, and they have not yet responded. The FCC has not yet responded. In that case, you know, that is really important, because that's
Camilla, you and Brenda and Sydney need to be in direct contact, and all our listeners, give our listeners, please, the number one website they should go to for research on this. Then we go to Myla Tatanka, and then we're going to jump into the nuclear issue for the last couple of minutes.
Well, I think Children's Health Defense is one. I think Environmental Health Trust is fabulous.
And, okay, Children's Health Defense.
American
and what's the other one?
Technology. They're all terrific resources, those three.
Okay, and Brenda, will you be in touch? If you contact us after the show, we'll put you in direct email contact with Camilla, you and Sydney. And this is a great contact to make. Myla, go ahead then.
Yeah, you know, thank you. Camilla, what great information. Just one more time, because I wasn't quick enough to write it down. That first website that has your paper, it starts N as in Nancy, I as in Institute, S as in Scientific, I think. And what's the rest of it? Please say it slowly and clearly so that people can write it down.
LAPP.org. NESLAP.org. NESLAP DC, like District of Columbia. NESLAPDC.org. And you'll look for the EMF project. There's also a 5G project there, but our project and that paper is an EMF.
Right, so one more time, project. What is the, just spell out the website, please, and then we'll move on.
NISLAPPDC.org.
Okay. That's
and the EH Trust is ehtrust.org. EH Trust stands for
environment. All you 5G people out there, this has been as good as we can give you. No one else is going to do this. Please join kpfk.org. $25, you get a voting membership. $65, you get my book. And you got all three of you. Thank you so very much. I'm sure the food on Tuesday at your event will be great, and it'll be wonderful to meet you both. Camilla, thank you so much. You're really fantastic on this. Myla, then Tatanka, and then we're almost out of time, guys. So go ahead.
I want to apologize to Fred, who's been holding on to speak, if he's still on the line.
All right.
And we'll encourage him to call in next week.
Because I want to take a shot here. I am so angry at Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff just ran. Everybody knew he was going to get the nomination for a Democrat for Senate. I've met him. You know, I told him that in his hearings, he should refer to Donald Trump as Fredo. But he had no idea what I was talking about, you know, from Godfather, who gave me this crazy look. But Adam Schiff, you had no business promoting this jerk. Steve, what's his name, the pitcher. You could have honored Katie Porter and the great Barbara Lee, who is a legendary figure. You have no business running an $11 million campaign promoting Steve Garvey. And meanwhile, you know, Katie Porter is a magnificent activist. Barbara Lee is a legendary, literally legendary figure in U.S. history. You could have honored them in your campaign. Instead, you did the Democratic corporate thing, and it was disgusting. So, you know, obviously we don't want Steve Garvey in the U.S. Senate, but you should apologize and also tell Gavin Newsom to stop killing solar energy in the state and start promoting renewables and kill Diablo Canyon, for God's sakes. And Myla, I know you have a a contact now for upcoming actions. We really like to promote actions that people can take. So go ahead, Myla, please.
Sure. Well, I wanted to talk about this this important petition that was filed on March 4th by our wonderful group, the Mothers for Peace, based in San Luis Obispo, who have been the premier fighters to challenge the Nuclear Regulatory Commission and PG&E in extending the operations at Diablo Canyon Nuclear Power Plant. The Diablo Canyon Nuclear Power Plant is decrepit. The reactors there are embrittled. They pose a danger to the entire state. And actually, if there were to be a meltdown, if the worst were to happen at Diablo, which sits on a nest of earthquake faults, it is a facility that is simply not engineered to withstand the kind of probable quake that could happen. And yet, the state of California, the legislature, reversed the decision to shut Diablo. They told the PG&E convinced the state legislators that they would only be extending the life for 5 years, but they have now, PG&E has now filed a petition with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission to extend operations at Diablo for 20 years. So they lied. They misrepresented what they were doing. 5 years would have been a travesty. 20 years is just
suicide. 20 years is suicide. Basically,
right. So the Mothers for Peace, along with the Environmental Working Group and the Friends of the Earth, have filed a motion to be legal interveners in a hearing, in the hearing, PG&E's hearing to They want to intervene, and they are requesting a hearing so that they can object to PG&E's application to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission for a 20-year extension of operations at Diablo. Harvey.
So we want people to sign up, support mothersforpeace.org. That's one word, mothersforpeace.org, and support their activities, and let's get Diablo shut, for God's sakes. Now, Gavin Newsom has already cost California upwards of 17,000 jobs by sabotaging renewable energy. It's insane. We just got moments left. Our chairman, Tatanka Bricka, give us a couple
words? Everybody, follow up on what Myla just said. Go to mothersforpeace.org. Everything is there that she talked about and more. And contact your local representative and ask that woman or man to get in touch with John Laird, our just recently reelected. He's a good guy, senator, and a state senator, and we're asking him to write another bill that will shut down Diablo Canyon. We really need to mount a vigorous campaign to get that done, because he wants to do it. I think he needs to be pushed to do it.
Okay, and we are pushed for time. Magnificent show, as always, Brenda, Sydney, Camilla, thank you so much. D'Angelo Jones, you're the greatest, our engineer, Myla Reeson, Tatanka Bricka. Support this show, please. Just join, and you can vote, kpfk.org, and we are just thrilled to be able to be on the air. No nukes, everybody. Shut the Apple Canyon. Stop 5G, and let's get to Solartopia in California and everywhere. We'll see you next week on the California Solartopia Show. This is Harvey Sluggo Wasserman, and by then, I hope my hip will be healed. No nukes. Take care.
Solartopia.
We needed more. The rich got rich, the poor got sore. The fuel ran scarce, the price jumped high, and so we gave nuclear power a try. But
don't you know we're gonna have a Solartopia, Solartopia, Solartopia. Don't you know we're gonna have a
shut those new plants down, but
don't you know we're gonna have a solar-topia, solar-topia, solar-topia. Don't you know we're gonna have a solar-topia.
Please help keep independent journalism.